Okay. Alunish Bilili Nishmas Yitamir Begersh was my friend's father, his Yartzer was a Shchodesh Adar. We didn't have a sponsor this week, so I sponsored it anonymously for his friend's neshama. Amen. There's a great Bell's Rosh based in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Shvilei Pinchas of Pinchas Friedman. And every essay that he writes is mamish gold. There's one way to be able to get ready for Purim. It's just learning some of his Torah. It's a little contagious. His sfarim are called Shvilei Pinchas. Shvilei Pinchas. And he writes over here on the Maimer Tezvav, a beautiful, beautiful insight. Usually I like to give you guys a lot of material, and then I get a lot of backlash from some of the chevra here that are very straightforward. I'm giving you too much. So I figured today, especially because it's Monday, it's mamish last minute, we'll do one Purim essay together. Hopefully we'll stay on track, and we'll get ready for the Yontif from Eretz Hashem. That's a little less than a week, please God. As a hook, as a little bit of a story to draw everyone in, I remember it was my Shana Av summers, the summer that I got back from Eretz Yisrael, and I was going up to camp. I wanted to learn a little bit on the bus. I was going to Camp Masora. Maybe some of your children or grandchildren went to Camp Masora. My students go to Camp Masora. And I wanted to learn on the bus, and I learned on the bus. I took out my reading glasses, and next thing I know, I get off the bus. Everyone's running off the bus. You know, even if you're counselors, you get there 3 or 4 days early. You got to prepare for the children. You want to get your bed. And I run off the bus, get my stuff. And I realized after the bus left, like an hour after, that I left my glasses on the bus. And I'm like, oh, you're a Rabbeinu Shalom. My mom's going to kill me. My father's like, my mother's going to kill me. And I said, you know what? Let me go to the kollel. I looked everywhere. I couldn't find it. I called the bus company, did my shtalas. Let me go to the kollel. Let me go learn. I opened up a sefer from Avram Shor, Tavshin Samach Beis, very hard sefer to get. Every sefer is hard to get nowadays, but I remember Samach Beis. And it was Parshas Korach, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. And he was writing in the sefer, it's not over here, but in my heart. And he writes how when a person has worries in their lives, a person has a worry, a person has a challenge in their life, by worrying, you're stopping the bracha from coming down. You're stopping the emuna, you're stopping the blessing, the siyal tishmaya. When a person worries, you're stopping the bracha. And remember, 5 minutes ago, I'm bugging out. The Rabbeinu Shem sends me a message, literally, in the sefer that I opened. The first sefer I opened was Dafka Torah of Shor. And Rav Shor is telling, and he's writing, from a Chacham Echad, he says when a person worries, it's a lack of the base. How do you say worry in Hebrew? Daiga. Daiga is the first 4 letters of the Aleph base, minus the base. Because when a person worries, it's a lack of bitachon. Lack of the base. I kid you not, on my way back to the bunk, I talked to the head counselor, his name at the time, I believe, was Rav Yitzi Klapper, a good friend of mine, lives in Beit Shemesh. And Yitzi Klapper says, by the way, I was talking to him about this and that, the sure I was learning it. I lost my glasses. I went to the kol, Hashem sends me a message about worrying, and now he sends, I actually have the pair. Someone got off the glass. The bus company told me they didn't have them. But somebody saw the glasses, and somebody brought it there. When a person has a munah, when a person has a bitachon, it mamish changes your reality. It changes the reality that you live in. That's what Emunah does. So before we get to the Shvil Pinchas, I give you on page 9. It's a little of an ahafachu. We're less than a week. Let's start with page 9. Rav Tzadok says it so clearly, and how Emunah and Bitachon can change someone's life. And he writes in Sikhas Tzadok, from Rav Tzadok HaKohen, page 9. This is Os Mem Aleph. Anochi Kodem Lelo Yelecha. Why does Anochi in Aseret Dibros, right? Anochi is the first commandment, believing in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why does it come before Lo Yelecha? Ki Aidei Hezbonus HaGemura, but Anochi Misar Emuna HaBrua BaHashem Yisbarach, Shuhu Matsui, Hu Nitzu Mala Yev Nishma Mikom Minei Hasaras V'Nizokim. When a person has full belief in the Rabbeinu Shalom, and firm belief, like I'm holding this table right here, like Eitz Chaim in Machazikim Ba, you're holding on to the Rabbeinu Shalom for dear life, you're saved from terrible, terrible things. And he quotes that at the end, the Medrash tells us, Asa mitzvah achas, mosno malach, echa l'shomro. When you do a mitzvah, we know, you make a created malach. Every time you do a mitzvah, you create an angel to guard you. Then he says something fascinating, which is literally what Purim is, and what Purim is, we know Purim and Pesach are connected. It's the same thing. Meaning, midah kenegen midah. Kol mitzvos, all the mitzvos, kiblu adeshliach, nimser malach, we get a malach. When you get a malach to do, you do a mitzvah, you get a malach. Except for one mitzvah. Says Rav Tzadok, when you do one mitzvah, you don't, the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't send you a malach. Who does he send you? Himself. Why? Because we didn't hear Anochi from the malachim. We heard Anochi from the Rebbeinu Shem. And if every angel creates, if every mitzvah, excuse me, creates a malach, then there's both, but there's one mitzvah that we didn't hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we tap into the mitzvah of Anochi, we're not getting the malach, we're getting the portion himself. Lo yeshama b'pi agrua, lakach b'schar, Anochi, ziloye. Oh, Anochi, ziloye. Those two together. Lakach b'schar, Anochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba'atzma shomra. When a person has Anochi and v'lo yelecha, when a person believes in their Baruch Hashem with his full heart, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over me and my family, whether the doctors told me this test or that test or this job or this shidduch or whatever it is, but I take the time to say, okay, look at my past. I pat my past. I do this all the time. Sometimes when I have things in my life, things are going a little crazy. Okay, what happened in the past? What helped me? There's no point to worry. What are you doing about worrying? Worrying is only gonna. That's mamish the malik, and that's the yitzahara. Says Rav Tzadok, when a person believes firmly in the Ribbono Shel Olam, you bring the Ribbono Shel Olam down himself. Umakam acher omru ki mitzvah nivra malach u'mitzvah anochi nivra ki v'yochol hiskalos hashkachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. You're bringing the hashkacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam down to you. Be'ma'atzmo be'mocho v'daito shezel shel bria mamish yesh me'ayin. B'moach le'v'atum yosmatzi etzot tomin ha'idei yisusot kechudo shamachar mitaltim niftach acher kach. And he quotes the famous Chazal that the Ribbono Shel Olam only wants to see a little bit of effort. You make that little bit, a little tiny needle of the Muna, B'tachon Ribbono Shel Olam, that I firmly believe in your Ribbono Shel Olam. And it doesn't matter if there's a big Haman, it doesn't matter what's going on with the coronavirus, it doesn't matter what's going on in the elections in Israel, it doesn't matter if you want Barry Sanders and Super Tuesday, it doesn't matter. These are all things that are part of the Megillah story. There's one Ribbono Shel Olam. That's it. And when a person has the Muna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that brings down Hashkacha. Because we heard Anochi from Hashem. And when a person has Emunah, you're not getting a Malach. When you learn Torah, you bring the Malach. When you have Shabbos, you bring the Malach. When you do Chesed, you bring the Malach. But there's one mitzvah that doesn't bring the Malach. It brings the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. It brings the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, and that's the mitzvah of Emunah. The Vilna Gaon, and then we're going to start up, we'll start to read the Maimer on page 1. The Vilna Gaon says, why is Megillas Esther called Megillas Esther? Called Megillas Esther because we're revealing the hidden. Revealing the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole Indian of the whole Megillah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes, finding the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's see it inside over here. Says the Shvi'i Pirchas, Maamar Tezvav, page Kuf Ayin. Vahi omen es Hadasa, hi Esther bas Dodo, ki ein la avayim. Right, Mordechai brings up Esther in his house because she had no mother or father. Parenthetically, Rabbi Chil Milchov Zlachev, Rabbi Simon quotes the word omen. Omein is a lashon of emuna. Brings up, he says, when a person has emuna, it's a lashon of amshacha. You bring down shefa in your life. You bring down, when you have emuna, you bring down bracha in your life. Parenthetical note, parenthetical close. Back to the medrash. Mirzov, stay on task, Mirzov. You said you're going to read from the things, I'm going to read. Says the medrash, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, by the arrow. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael. Atem bechisim v'amartim. He says, he quotes a pasuk in Eichel. You said the following, you cried. Yisoyimim hainu v'ein av. We're orphans. We don't have a father. Chayechem af hagol sh'ani asli l'hamei lachem. V'madar. Lo yelo av'ein. Hadu d'chsiv ki ein lo av'ein. Because at the end of the day, the Medrash makes a comparison to the Jews in Eichel, to the Jews who are saying they didn't have a father. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring you your Savior, who's going to come in Persia. He's also not going to have a father and mother. And he has this whole idea, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make it, adopted the emphasis had to be that Esther didn't have a father and mother. Didn't have a father and mother. I remember going growing up in New York, vividly, going on the subway, sometimes it's a little scary in New York City. But every time I had my father, it was like, it's totally fine. And I took some late night rides, especially after those Yankees World Series games. I was zocher to go to a few growing up. And there's always a very, especially after a loss, it was very labor-dick, to say the least. You meet a lot of interesting people on the subway. But I remember that feeling. When you're by yourself, you're not falling asleep for 1 second. But I remember that feeling, You're just not falling asleep when your father's there. You have that comfortable feeling just knowing that your father is able to fall asleep on his shoulder. Literally, he's probably going to cry when he hears this, but at the end of the day, it's not just for him. It's that feeling. I remember literally going to those Yankee games, 96, 98. God, those are the days, Taka. 2000, I went to a couple in 2000 because we went to the Yankees and Mets. Pass Nish for me to talk about sports in the middle. Perm, okay. No. At the end of the day, you know what I'm talking about. When you're on the, you feel like your father's right by your side. But then he quotes the Gemara in Chulin, and he says it's Pashat Wai Daka. Because the whole Indian Megillus Esther is for us to realize that the whole Indian is the Kodesh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes. And he quotes the famous Gemara. I shouldn't say famous. My friend told me it's not nice when you say that. The Gemara in Chulin. Esther mina Torah minayin. Where's Esther found in the Torah? The Anochi Aster Aster Panu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu hides himself. Right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu hides himself from us for people to see him clearly. But Tzorach Beer. Love and Divrei Chacham Mechidvosam. Madu Abba Emes Nikur Esther. Hashem HaTzorah Anochi Aster Aster. You saw B'nai's Purim? He says, why is it called Megillas Esther? It should be called maybe Megillas Purim. Or something. Well, Purim itself is he writes the whole thing how the holiday is called Purim. Would we call it, if we were saved from the Holocaust, would we call it saved from the gas chamber? It's like, it's crazy. The thing that Haman wanted to kill us, that's Dafka, that's Menafuku, exactly. But Megillas Esther, why Dafka Megillas Esther? Because he says this whole Indian. You go to page 2. And he goes on the bottom of page 1. He says, it says, Vayichtov Mordechai is from Ha'ilah. Not only did Esther not write it, Mordechai wrote it again. Rashi says, Vayichtov Mordechai, page 2, He ha-Megillah hazos kemo shehi. Mordechai wrote the Megillah. So if anything, maybe you should be called Megillah Mordechai. Why is he called Megillah Esther? Right? It's unbelievable. So it says the Gemara in the first arrow, Megillah Zayin Amadav. Shoch alehem Esther lechachamim kisuni ledoros. Esther writes the year later after Purim, and she tells Chazal, she tells the Sanhedrin, write my story for generations. So I was learning with my sixth graders, my eighth graders, and they said, Rebbe, sounds very arrogant. I said, Chas v'shom, you think that she's telling them to write her story. She's not like some eighth grade, ninth grade girl wanting to write down her Instagram wall or her Facebook wall. There's something much deeper happening. What's going on in that conversation that Esther's saying, Kisvuni Ladoros, you should write down the story for generations? And he quotes the beautiful night, a beautiful Torah from the Rishoner, on the bottom. And he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ad ana tastius panecha mimeni, ad ana ashis etos benafshi. So he says it beautifully, that a Jew's job is to understand that no matter where they are in their lives, when no matter how bad, or how bleak, or how dark it is, to understand that there's no etza, there's one etza. And that's the etza of calling out to their Ribono Shel Olam. Keli, Keli, Lama Zavtani, Rochav Mishuasli, right? We say Perachav Beis, which was written by Esther Malka. It's a very big custom to say Perachav Beis on Purim, before Purim. Chav Beis was written by Malka, by Esther Malka. Keli, Keli, Lama Zavtani, Hashem, why did you leave me? Esther said those words. Esther Malka, was, of course, had those doubts. But she's trying to tell, Kisvuni Ladoros means, tell the generations my story. Tell the generations that even when the things look bleak, and even when there's an Iran or a coronavirus, or even when there's a Bernie Sanders, sorry to get a little political, or even when there's a crazy guy running, it doesn't matter if his kids are Jewish or not. It doesn't matter. The Ribono Shel Olam runs the Welt. And this is Rabbi Goldberg wrote last year, 4 years ago, by the election, by the Olam. Ki ish Yisrael sherotzel hasi Yeshua Hashem. If a person wants to see Yeshua in your life, you want to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu salvation, tzarich ladas b'kodem she'en b'yado shum etza tevuna. There's no other Eitzah. You could have the best doctor, and you could have the best person, and the bestest, best that. There's no other Eitzah. To be dependent on their Ribono Shel Olam. Obviously, you have to go to the doctor, and you have to do your part, and you have to do what you can. But to understand that those are all just messengers from their Ribono Shel Olam. As long as you think that you run the show, or the doctors and the insurance, they run the show, You're never. Nothing's ever going to be done. Nothing's ever going to be finished. Page 3. He writes an incredible thing. I saw. Let's go. Let's skip to page 4 a little bit. Because we have a little bit to do. Not too much time. He quotes the Gemara Megillah on page 4. The Gemara Megillah has Tazovah Mevez. Tana Rabbanan, the left hand side. Ma Rasa Esther Shizimnas Haman. Why did Esther invite Haman to the party? The first time. Okay, I get the signal. First time seems to be a little crazy. Says the Gemara, Kedei Shelo Yomer Yisrael Achos Yesh Lanu B'Bayis HaMelech B'Yisichu Das Min HaRachamim. says at the end of the day, she wanted, it was basically a little reverse psychology. If the whole time the Jewish people knew that Esther was in the kingdom, maybe they wouldn't have davened so much. Maybe they wouldn't have davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they would have said, hey, you know what? We have Esther as queen. She'll take care of us. So the fact now that she's inviting Haman, and only Haman, to her party, she wanted to make sure at the end of the day that they were putting their full trust, not in her, but in their Ribono Shel Olam himself. This is what he says there. Lefi Omer Rabbi Yerbezet, Ki Esther Higisha Shekla Yisrael Adayin Lo Higiyah L'Matzav Shel Ki Shachar La'ofer Nafshin Dafkal Eretz Patnenu, which basically means they didn't come to the full recognition yet that they should fully be trusting in their Ribono Shel Olam. She'ein lehem Ami Lehishar Ki Al Avir Shva Shemayim Ki Chashva Sheish Lehem Yeshua Gam B'derech HaTeva Me'ezra Malka Shibas Yisrael. They said, Esther would take care of us. So the fact that she invited Haman was basically to preempt her nation for just being dependent on her. We have Esther in the kingdom. Oh, she's inviting Haman now. Now it's time to start davening, right? Maybe that's what Eli did with Chana too, right? With Chana. The Chana had a daven mamish for her without realizing, without depending on anyone else, without having that realizing you have to put out all your cards on the table. I forgot who says this. If you look earlier in the Megillah, he had this whole interesting thing that Mordechai and Esther, right? Mordechai tears his clothes at the beginning of Perek Dalet, and Esther sends him these clothes, and Mordechai sends them back. Well, what's going on over there? So I saw one of my svarim. It's called, article put it out. It's called 300 Megillah Questions. It has great malbims, great gras, beautiful, beautiful stuff. If I forgot who says it, why didn't Mordechai accept the clothes? I was so bad about Mordechai accepting the clothes. He was part of the kingdom. You have to look in a chashuv way. So one of the Mefarshim says, such so beautiful, I'm sorry that I didn't look inside. And he says that if Mordechai would have accepted the clothing, they would have told Klai Yisrael to stop davening. The whole reason why he went outside, if you look at the opening pasuk to Perek Dalet, it says, Vayizak Zaka Gedullah, and he went Michutz La'ir. He went outside the city in order to show them, don't depend on me, and definitely don't depend on anyone else. And he goes outside the city to help make sure they would daven. And that's exactly why he doesn't accept the clothing from Esther. Because if he would have accepted the clothing from Esther, what would they have told him? They would have told him the gzeir is done. The fact that he doesn't accept the clothing, and he's so headstrong, and he's so stubborn, and he's so, I'm not taking the clothing, was that for him to tell the nation, Klal Yisrael, there's still work to do here. And it's dependent upon us. And that's exactly why, what the Shvi'a Pinchas says, that's exactly why that's exactly why Esther invites Haman to the palace. Ulam achre shekinso Esther as el hamelech akshreus shalobrishus. Barasa as enof habaors because of the chema. Im kozos zachsa liinatzel rach pesus golda amuno bitacham al Hashem. Me'oz me'olam kolosh in a medrash. Now he goes to the medrash. Ayara lokena vayachmal ha'amo. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw and he had mercy on us. Ve'yifel atzara yisuma shepatcha ba'o ve'yitel noach chen lefnei hamelech. Right, that pasuk that says "Vayitan la'achil l'fnei ha'malach." Right, when Esther walks in, and he has mercy on her. That doesn't refer to Achashverosh. Esther's not talking, davening to Achashverosh. Right, ha'malach. We know Chazal says ha'malach is the Ribono Shel Olam. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that brokenheartedness, that at the end of the day she was only believing the Ribono Shel Olam, then and only then did they be able to bring Yeshua. Then when he brought the mercy. Also, believe it. Lahavi is the soul. Shagam heim yiyub ma'adregasa lachen hezmina. Page 5. As Haman l'sudasa shlo yomer achos yesh lano beis hamelach. That's exactly when she invites to make sure to have the king. It's time now to only firmly to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. Ki b'schus shebatchi yisrael rach b'Hashem u'b'shiyasa zarchel neis perim. You want to know what perim is all about? Besides Achdus and Av Yisrael, that's one of the major themes. And we give a whole nother shiur on that. And we give a whole nother shiur on how Haman and Amalek make us doubt who we are. But the defining quality of Megillas Esther is the name itself. Megillas Esther. Yes. Not Megillas Mordechai. Not Megillas this, Megillas Purim. Megillas Esther. When it's hard to see the Ribono Shel Olam in your life, and you still have faith in the Ribono Shel Olam. Like I told you the story a few weeks ago. Parshas Bashalach, we said the vort. Aminu ba'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. What was the whole vort? Matatakilai. When a Jew's in trouble, we daven. What's the whole vort to go? So we quoted the Kamarna Rebbe, right? We quoted the Kamarna Rebbe. And the Rebbe said that sometimes in life, Davening can only get you to a certain rung, a certain level. There's a higher level than tefillah, and that's called emunah. Right? Then I gave a mashal, the things, and I don't know if they have these things anymore. Right? The thing that you bounce down. You know, I'm talking about, you take the grandkids on Chol Moed, the kids, sorry, and you bounce down the thing, and the thing goes all the way up. Sometimes tefillah only gets to that. The Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted to see the Mesiras Nefesh. He wanted to see the emunah. And once he saw the emunah, then he was able to say, okay, good. Now it's time to go. So I told you the Maisa. I told you a story. If it didn't happen to me, you'd think I'm making it up. I had a friend. He says his name. I literally actually just saw him a month ago for the first time in like 5 years. He literally could not walk. Could not walk. We went to the school on a Rebbe. He's going to just passed away a few years ago. Went to the school on a Rebbe. And we asked him for a bracha. We said, all the doctors don't know what's going on. Previously, he gave him a bracha. I think I told you guys also that two or three years before that, he also had a brain tumor. He had a whole thing. We met MRI. The thing was gone after getting a bracha. So we said, no, let's get another bracha from the Skolaner. Can't hurt. We get a bracha. And literally, within a few days, he was back at work. You're talking about after 4 or 5 months of not being able to walk. Not sure why it took us 4 or 5 months to actually think. Because you know what? Because we were trusting in every doctor. Going to this doctor in the city, and that doctor, and this, and this, and that. I'm telling you right now, we went into the Rebbe. I remember it was a 60 to 80 second conversation. The Rebbe put his hand on his head. He told him to get a haircut. And he said, gave him a bracha. And I'm telling you, within a few days, and Baruch Hashem, now he's living a normal Jewish life. A person has emunah and emunah and tzaddikim. And emunah and the bonus. You don't put your trust and faith in doctors. And believe me, I like going to doctors. When I'm sick for 2 or 3 days, I get the antibiotics. The Sudafed and the other stuff that they say, oh, you take this for Tylenol cold? Come on. Those things are like, give me the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm very into antibiotics. You ask my wife, I'm very weak when it comes to medicine. I'll hold off for 2 days, but when it comes down to, like, if I'm not feeling well, give me the Z-Pack or something like that. It's time to go. But to end of the day, to realize that medicine is just the shliach from the Rabbeinu Shlom. You have to realize that's only the shliach. Look at what he says over here on the side, on the left-hand side of page 5. He quotes a great gematria for all our gematria lovers, for all the not yet gematria lovers, Merit Hashem one day. He says, Kizvuni l'doiros b'gematria Megillas Esther. That you should write for me, my story for generations is Davka gematria Megillas Esther. Okay, I know it's not with the Yud. You'll be okay. Ulufiha omer haromas bazet. So now we see the deeper side, that the fact that she asked the Chachamim kisvuni ledoros, who kidei shayilmadu mimenu lahamin amuno shtema rak v'Hashem. She was trying to not just tell her story about what happened in Purim. She's telling the Jewish people 2020, remember my story. When everything looked bleak, and everything looked dark, and everything looked challenging. Remember there's a Rabbeinu Shem behind the whole scenes. V'harei ze ole b'kana echad. It shows at the end of the day, it shows who Esther was. That at the end of the day, she was taken. And it could be at the end of the day, it could be that a person could have been saying, it was all coincidence, why she was taken here, why she was taken there. But what does it mean, Kisvuni the Doros? Kisvuni the Doros means that there will be Jews throughout the generations. That Esther, Amalka, we know, I believe Megillas Esther was the last book in Tanakh, is that correct? Last book of Tanakh. This was the print of the Rabbeinu Shem. It was the last message of the Rabbeinu Shem to Klai Yisrael in Golos. Kisvuni ledoros. It might look like I'm not there. It might look like I'm behind the scenes. It might look like I'm not watching. But to know that I'm guiding you every step of the way. Every step of the way that I'm there. And that's Chanukah, and that's Purim, and that's Pesach, and that's all our lives. All our lives is one big Megillas Esther. I go over the rest of the thing, but you guys can read the rest of it. That's the whole Indian. His whole Yisod over here is one Yisod. The Indian of Purim is Megillas Esther. The Indian of Purim is to understand that even when things look dark, and even when things look very bad, there's a Rabbeinu Shem behind this thing. Just to end off with the Maisa. I think they say from the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav, he was once traveling away from the Nazis. And what happened, or the Russians, Soviets, someone bad, someone who didn't want the Jews to be alive. And he kept on saying the pasuk, Eino mevado, Eino mevado. And for 1 second, where's the Brisker Rav? Yeah? And for 1 second, right, I got it right? Last time I think I got it wrong. For one second, he took his mind off that pasuk, and a soldier came out to him quickly, and asked him where his papers were, and he started looking at it, and he found it. And he went back into the pasuk, Eino mevado, Eino mevado, Eino mevado. Is that the pasuk? Eino mevado. Eino mevado. Turn to note. And what happened was, after he said the pasuk a few more times, the soldier went away. To be able to understand that the Ribono Shel Olam is in our lives, and sometimes he's hidden and he's concealed, but the more we have emunah, and the more we have a bitachon, and the more we put our trust in Hashem, and not in human beings, like we say in Hallel, that fell out to fully trust in their Ribono Shel Olam, Patech Hashem. He's the Ezra Maginam Hu, and he's the shield. And we could have the biggest shield in Eretz Yisrael. We could have the biggest, what's that thing called?
The dome.
We could have the biggest iron dome. Eventually there's one iron dome, and his name is the Ribono Shel Olam. And his name is the Ribono Shel Olam in America, and his name is the Ribono Shel Olam in Eretz Yisrael, and throughout the world. And that's what Esther was saying, Kisuni Lidoros. Tell my story, but not my story. It's Klai Yisrael's story. It's a story that's going to lead us to Mashiach. It's a story that's going to help us get through the hard times, the dark times. And Be'ez Hashem, Mishmizocha, Be'ez Hashem, please God, to take the message of Esther Malka, to take the message of Megillas Esther, like the Vilna Gaon says, Megillas Esther, the Megala the Hester, to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he's hidden. If we do this, Mishmizocha, to read the Megillah of Be'ez Hashem, next Monday night, Yishlam, Yer Kodesh. Next Tuesday night, Be'ez Hashem, Yishlam, Yer Kodesh.